Hello, I'm Scott Relf.
And I'm Johnny Rivera.
Welcome to the Soul Shack Radio Show, this time broadcast number 151.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, John, 5 years of the Soul Shack.
5 years.
We started March 14th, 2001, and here we are in 2006.
Actually, more than five, really, if we...
Well, the kickoff date that I'm using, though, is our debut on Live 365. Which was March 14th, 2001.
Right.
Obviously, since then, we've moved on to our own website. We're still on Live 365, but we've got our own website. Then eventually, we ended up on Kick FM here in Winnipeg, and now we're on FM 105.5 in, how do you say that, John?
Seneca,
South Carolina, Fun Radio Online.
I just want to ask you a question, though.
What
do you think the state's dance is in South Carolina?
I have no idea.
It's called a shag, believe it or not.
Oh, right. Okay. I read that on their site,
yeah.
But I didn't realize that. There's a certain scene. There's a whole scene of shag tunes,
I'll
right?
give you another one. How many miles of beaches in South Carolina?
I don't have a clue. You did your homework.
187.
Wow.
That's a lot of beach.
Yeah.
We've not been down there, but hey.
Well,
let's start it off.
Maybe people are going to be hearing us on the beach now on their radios. That's pretty cool.
Well, here's a good one to shag with, as they say. Here's the Four Tops with I'll Turn to Stone. On the Soul Shack. late great Wilson Pickett with She's So Good to Me, an album cut, Scott.
Yep.
I played that on the special, but I had to play it on the show because I'd like to mix it in a bit.
What, the special wasn't the show? No, it was. You're right. It's good mixing it in. You're right.
And Bobby Womack, I believe, wrote it. 1966, Atlantic, from the album The Exciting Wilson Pickett.
Great. Before that, we heard the OJs, Eddie LaVert and the OJs. And the song was called I Dig Your Act. You played a version by the Whatnots.
Yeah. Still like the Whatnots version better, and that's the original.
Well, this is the original, one we just played, the OJs, 1967 on the Bell label, and that's one that Roy Allen's been wanting to hear. He's mentioned that a number of times.
You like the OJs better, right?
I do. I actually do. Mm-hmm. I do like that version. So it's something that I've had on my list for a long time. Good to hear.
And to start it off, the flip side of Seven Rooms of Gloom, we were talking about this earlier, the Four Tops, 1967. We were talking about the Four Tops special.
Yeah, the 50th anniversary special, which aired on PBS, I guess not too long ago.
50 years together.
Well, technically,
I know,
50 years.
You know what?
I know. Yeah. 50 years that they've been in existence, right? But technically, the whole group isn't there anymore. Mm-hmm. Two of the members are no longer with us, and I guess Levi Stubbs isn't doing too well these days. Mm-hmm. They got him out on stage, but he's in a wheelchair now, and did he sing?
No, I believe he didn't. No.
No. But they've got a new guy singing who isn't bad. But it was nice that they did that and they had a few people come out. Who was that guy, the white guy that came out? Who was that?
Paul Rogers. Excellent.
Yeah, he was great. What was he doing there?
You know what? I was a big Free fan.
Yeah, but what was he doing there? Like, what would make them...
A great voice.
No, I agree. But it just doesn't seem like somebody that would be, like, the top of their list.
You know, it didn't surprise me. I know people look at it. That did not surprise me. He always had that R&B feel.
He's touring with Queen now, is he not?
Yeah, I think he's doing the Freddie Mercury.
Right.
He's taken, obviously, from...
Yeah. Okay, so you were you played the Wilson Pickett song, and coincidence, they actually did a little bit of... they honored Wilson at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction on March 13th. He's been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I believe, since the late 80s, early 90s.
I think 91 he went in.
Okay, 91. He was there for that ceremony, but because he passed away and he was such an influence, they did a little tribute to him. Solomon Burke and Clarence Clemens got up and did 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, Mustang Sally and Land of a Thousand Dances. Solomon Burke, of course, was a good friend of Wilson Pickett's, and I'm going to play one of Solomon's first hits, which was written by Wilson Pickett. It's called If You Need Me. They actually both had this released at the same time.
I think we played Pickett's.
We've played Wilson, many times. We've never played Solomon's version. Mm-hmm. Solomon's version actually charted much higher on the R&B charts simply because he was on Atlantic Records at the time, and Wilson was only on the Double L label, so he had more of a push.
Oh, I get you.
But they're both great versions. Let's hear Solomon's version right now on the Soul Shack.
That you be saying, I still love. the whole night through. Won't let me sleep, memories of you.
Back to 1967, that was Dion Jackson and Ooh Baby, released on Carla Records in 1967. I guess he's best known for his big hit Love Makes the World Go Round, which we played previously on the show.
And before that, Eddie Holman and the Larks, this time with Sweet Memories, the album, from the album Sweet Memories as well, on the Universal Love label, recorded in between 65 and 68, I believe.
In Philadelphia, yeah. And the Larks, of course, were most famous for that, your theme song, The Jerk. Off the top of the set, Solomon Burke, going back to 1963, and If You Need Me, released on Atlantic Records. Of course, him and Wilson Pickett had the same song out at the very same time, only Wilson's was out on the Double L label, and basically Atlantic gave it a bigger push, and Solomon ended up with the bigger hit. They kind of tried to make them into rivals because of that at one point, but Solomon said they always were friends, and he honored his friend at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And incidentally, Solomon Burke, once again, I've mentioned this on the last two shows and now this one, Solomon Burke will be at the 2006 Winnipeg Folk Festival this year in July.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. That'll be a good one. You know what? Somebody we haven't heard from in a while, Gladys Knight. This is off the album Standing Ovation. Here's Gladys with No One Could Love You More on the Soul Shack.
No one can love you more, my baby. No one can love you more, my sweet baby. No one can love you more than me. And still be human, it's an impossibility. Remember the night I left you asleep.
Love you more,
no one can love you more,
my
sweet baby. And if she says she loves it more than me, she'll be like.
That was three from the Motown subsidiary Soul, right?
Yeah, the Soul label.
Three cuts, and we ended there with Shoot Your Shot, Junior Walker from 1966. That was a request from
Mitch Silberg, mm-hmm. our friend in Washington, D.C., he's been listening to us for 5 years mm-hmm. now. And mm-hmm. he actually was one of the first people to get in touch with us when we started the show in 2001. We're celebrating the 5th year here at the Soul Shack. Mm-hmm. And Mitch got back in touch with us, and he says he's still enjoying the show. And he says, hey, have you ever played Shoot Your Shot by Junior Walker and the All-Stars? No, we haven't, but now we have. That's for you,
and
Mitch.
And I'm ready to shoot my shot. Before that,
also on the Soul label, 1965, Frank Wilson. That was a request for Danny Whitehouse in Cardiff, UK. He wanted to hear Do I Love You, Indeed I Do.
And to start it off, Gladys Knight and the Pips from the album Standing Ovation. What did you think of that?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
No One Can Love You More. That's an album cut, 1971 on the Soul label.
Yeah, it was never out on a single, but it should have been, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should have been a hit.
Absolutely.
Up next, let's go down south, a little bit of Otis Redding. This is a song that came out shortly after Otis's death as a single. The song is called Happy Song, in brackets, Dum Dum, your theme song. Here's Otis Redding on the Soul Shack.
For my baby, she's the only one can bring me joy. That's why I sing these happy songs. They go dum dum dee dum 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 dee dum dum. Get on my door, she cut off the light. She holds me and squeezes me tight. She tells me, big old, everything's alright. Then I go, dum, dum. Happy song, come on.
looking out my window. I thought, how lucky could I be? Of all the guys in the world, you chose me. You chose me.
Back to 1968 on Motown Records. That was Chuck Jackson and I Like Everything About You. I believe that's a Four Tops song from their second album, or around that era anyways. That's from the album Chuck Jackson Arrives. His Motown output, I don't know, he didn't really make it big on Motown. Like, I think they anticipated that he was going to be huge when he came to Motown, but nothing really happened. But that's a great one from his debut album on Motown.
And before that, while you were doing the Boston Monkey with Don Covey.
Yeah, I was doing the Boston Monkey.
With Sookie Sookie from 1966 on Atlantic.
And us Canadians know that one by Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf did a version
I think
of
not
that.
Not just the Canadians, I think.
Were they? Was it big in the States too, you
I'm
think?
I'm pretty
yep.
sure. Yeah.
Okay. Off the top, we heard Otis Redding with Happy Song, Dumb Dumb, 1968 on the Volt label. And that was a single released not long after that terrible plane crash that took Otis's life. It, what a shame, because he probably would have, you know, had a lot of great music in him. But
for sure.
What can you say?
Let's change things around here and maybe tip our hat to one Ray Barreto. And
El Watusi.
El Watusi, Mr. El Watusi. We're going to get a little Latin on this set. Here's Ray Barreto from 68 with Soul Drummers on the Soul Shack.
Yeah, baby.
Filipino soul man, as I call him, Joe Bataan, with It's a Good Feeling.
Good one.
Musicrama. We love Joe Bataan on this station.
Yes.
1972. And before that, the late great Ray Barreto with Soul Drummers on the Soul Shack.
El Watusi, El Watusi.
You like El Watusi.
Well, that's his big one from the 50s. That's what most people probably remember him by.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I knew by him, actually. I mean,
you played that on the Hawk, right?
I don't think I have. I think I should. I should get around to that.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, here's a cut I've been sitting on for a while. It was released last year on a compilation. This guy did not really want to record. He did this on a lark, like as a hobby. So he said, personally.
Okay.
The fellow's name is Dorando. When you hear it, you'll think Al Green.
Okay.
But the cut was picked up, and, you know, it started getting play. And I sat on this, too, and I heard it about 6 months ago, mm-hmm. you know, and I was saying, do I play it? Do I play it on the Shack? And I have to play it on the Shack. So here's Dorando with Didn't I?
I got to find a way, Lord, break
Kind of song you want to hear on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Soul Vibrations from 1973 on the Vibrant label with Find a Way.
Are you ever going to still do that beach special? You know, like get all these beach songs together. Your version of a beach
song.
Since
you keep bringing it up, I
would
think...
Would that be one that would make it on your chart?
I think it would, you know. But, I mean, I don't really know what distinguishes it as a beach song
or not.
Well,
you're a beach type of guy.
I am not. Did I even go once last year? I don't think I did.
You didn't? No. Usually you do. You make that one pilgrimage, as
right.
I say.
You don't, right?
Because
you're too busy doing the shingling and...
and the Boston Monkey.
And the El Watusi.
Before that, Durando with a regional hit in San Francisco from 1973 on the Music City label with Didn't I? And he also has an album with all his outtakes and things that he did in the early 70s. He just dropped out of music after 1974, but he has an album called Let My People Go. Worth checking out.
Good one.
And a good guitar player, too. I really enjoy his guitar playing. Very good.
I liked it. And that brings us to the end of another episode of the Soul Shack. I guess we're kicking off year 6 now,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what we're doing now.
That's the way it is.
We've been
yes.
going for 5 years. If you'd like to visit us online or email us, by all means, please do. The email address is soulshack45@hotmail.com. And you can visit us at our website. The URL is www.soulshack45.com. And, of course, you could hear us on Live 365. You could hear us here in Winnipeg on 92.9 Kick FM. And also now we're being broadcasted on FM 105.5 Fun Radio Online in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to find out the times and days we're airing, just check our website. We've got all that information for you right there. Okay, so you've got one more to end the show off.
Yeah,
John?
We're going to end it up with an instrumental from Marvin Gaye, one I always wanted to play as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some beautiful sax work on this. From the Trouble Man album, here's the main theme, part one from 1972 on Motown.
I'm Scott Ralph.
And I'm Johnny Rivera. Thanks a lot for listening.